Good afternoon. Rain showers will persist off and on through the remainder of the day across interior New York and New England as a deep slug of moisture works its way through and a southeasterly wind flow off of the Atlantic keeps it raw and damp and enhances the moisture feed. As a result, temperatures will be stuck in the upper 30s and lower 40s on average for the remainder of the day. More showers around tonight as a wave of low pressure passes through. Also areas of fog, temperatures sliding a few degrees and mainly back into the 30s. With that disturbance passing through and past us tomorrow, it'll be mainly dry. Still the risk of a few showers and still plenty of clouds around with an upper level disturbance overhead. We will rebound back through the 40s and into the lower 50s in most places. A little more in the way of sunshine on Wednesday, still enough of a trough of low pressure nearby to produce some rain showers on Wednesday afternoon as a cool front approaches. It looks like temperatures, though, out ahead of this front will be in the upper 50s to around 60. Behind this system, still an overall trough of low pressure on Thursday will keep it mostly cloudy. There's still the risk of a couple of showers on St. Patrick's Day, but mainly dry, with highs once again getting into the lower 50s. A more potent trough of low pressure will start to sweep through the Great Lakes at this point and enter the region on Friday. This will produce a reinforcing shot of cooler air, even with some snow showers coming through on Friday. Highs will be back into the lower and middle 40s, and colder but dry air on Saturday with sunshine in the lower 40s. Things could start to get interesting on Sunday as a storm system along the coast could bring us some rain or snow depending on the exact storm track. We'll continue to watch that throughout the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of western and central North Carolina and upstate South Carolina. Rich, low-level moisture with dew points ranging from the upper 50s to mid-60s located east of the Appalachians will support the development of weak to moderate instability by afternoon. Effective shear of 25 to 40 knots will aid in storm organization, and large hail and localized damaging winds will be the main threats with this activity before storms gradually weaken during the evening. Meanwhile, across the western United States, a strong Pacific front progressing eastward will bring widespread rain and mountain snow through tomorrow across the west coast and then the Intermountain West. The heaviest snow is likely for the Cascades and Northern Rockies, where 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the higher terrain and flood watches for the lower elevations in California. Windy conditions are also expected with this front, and wind advisories and high wind warnings are in effect across the Great Basin for wind gusts reaching up to 55 miles per hour at times. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 13 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy, and cool with showers, highs in the 40s. Boston, cloudy and cool with rain, highs near 40, and rain in Buffalo with high temperatures in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 75 set in 1946, and the record low 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:01 p.m., 11 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, and cool with rain showers today. Some sleet or wet snowflakes possible as well in the cooler pockets with highs in the upper 30s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy, cool with rain showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy and cool with rain showers today, perhaps some pings of sleet or some wet snowflakes in the cooler pockets with highs in the upper 30s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Cloudy, breezy, and cool with rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. More showers tonight, also some fog with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and cool with rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a shower possible, a touch milder, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of showers Wednesday in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Thursday in the lower 50s. A few snow showers Friday, breezy and cooler, lower to mid 40s. Mostly sunny Saturday, lower 40s, and a chance of rain or snow on Sunday and highs around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.